This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note. And Joanne Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, place is Argentine Care Center. Date was December the 28th, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Perigo. Was seen regarding dementia, comma, history of atrial fibrillation, pneumonia, history of depression, paragraph, Mrs. Perigo was very confused, but she was relatively pleasant, period. She had severe congestion about 4 to 5 days ago and was found to have evidence of pneumonia on chest x-ray and thus has been treated with Levaquin, period. She's doing considerably better and was not short of breath when seen, period. Her lungs had less secretion and sounded clear, period. She denied any pain, dyspnea, nausea, or other major complaints, period. Her heart rate has been stable and her atrial fibrillation is controlled and she's on Eliquis for anticoagulation, period.
Her, that's my fault. I thought it was Dr. Crystal's fault.
Oh, okay. Thanks. New paragraph. She denies other new complaints but is very confused. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Temperature 99.6, pulse 92, respiratory rate 17, blood pressure 100 over 62, O2 saturation 89%, lungs, minimal secretions but not many, overall clear, no wheezes or crackles, percussion normal, no excessive muscle use for breathing, cardiovascular normal is 1 S2, faint systolic murmur 1 out of 6, in systole, no gallop, no significant edema, abdomen is soft and non-tender. Mental status, she cannot answer anything pertaining to orientation. Paragraph assessment and plan 1. She has dementia, probable Alzheimer's, which is quite advanced, and she would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. 2. She has pneumonia and has been started on Levaquin 750 milligrams daily, period. She has improved clinically, period. 3, she has hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, period. 4, she has hypotension, which is idiopathic hypotension, and I will continue mitodrine 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. 6, she has depression with psychosis, and I'll continue Zyprexa 10 milligrams twice a day. Plus, oh, period, just say that, period. She's on Depakote for mood stabilization, period. 5, she has atrial fibrillation. I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day and her heart rate stable, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.